Blackstone Audiobooks presents A Son of the Middle Border by Hamlin Garland. Chapter 1. Home from the War. All of this universe known to me in the year 1864 was bounded by the wooded hills of a little Wisconsin coulee, and its center was the cottage in which my mother was living alone. My father was in the war. As I project myself back into that mystical age, half-lights cover most of the valley. The road before our doorstone begins and ends in vague obscurity. And Grandma Green's house at the fork of the trail stands on the very edge of the world, in a sinister region peopled with bears and other menacing creatures. Beyond this point, all is darkness and terror. It is Sunday afternoon, and my mother and her three children, Frank, Harriet, and I, all in our best dresses, are visiting the Widow Green, our nearest neighbor, a plump, jolly woman whom we greatly love. The house swarms with stalwart men and buxom women, and we are all sitting around the table heaped with the remains of a harvest feast. The women are telling fortunes by means of tea grounds. Mrs. Green is the seeress. After shaking the cup with the grounds at the bottom, she turns it bottom side up in a saucer. Then, whirling it three times to the right and three times to the left, she lifts it and silently studies the position of the leaves which cling to the sides of the cup.